In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today we see a passage from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 7. And from verse 32 to 35, the Lord gives us this parable that's describing the Pharisees and the scribes. And he says they are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, "We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by all her children." What's this parable all about? What is it the Lord is trying to draw our attention to today? In May of 1965, there was a single released by this band called the Rolling Stones. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Stones, but they came out with this song. And this song was penned in a hotel room in Clearwater, Florida, by the lead singer for that group. His name is Mick Jagger. And this was probably the theme song for his life, and definitely the theme song for this group of Pharisees and scribes. And the theme song goes something like this: "I can't get no satisfaction, and I try, and I try, and I try." And some of us have heard that song, and what he's talking to us about today is satisfaction. Do we keep grinding our wheels, just saying, "I can't get any satisfaction, no matter what I do, no matter what it looks like, no matter what color it is, no matter how big or little it is, I'm never satisfied." That's the theme song for this group of people here. And what we want to talk about is that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Do you agree with that? Let's look at the word "to glorify Him." What does it mean to glorify God? What does it mean when we say the glory of God today? We always talk about the glory of God. But what does this really mean? What God is saying here is God desires to make Himself known to us. He desires for us to know Him and for the whole world to glorify Him. See, God was very satisfied, He was very happy, He was very content before creation. And we ask ourselves, why did He create us? One of the primary reasons God created us is to make Himself known to others. The word "glory," if you look at the word "glory," say, where does the word "glory" come from? In the Hebrew, the word "glory" comes from a Hebrew word, kabod. Kabod. And we look at this word, and there's a word in Arabic that's very similar. Kibd. We say kibd. What does that have to do with anything? What does the liver have to do, or the kidney have to do with anything? The kibd, they took it. It's the heaviest organ in the body. The heaviest organ. So what God is saying here is that I'm the one who's heavy. I'm the one, as we look in Ezekiel, I'm the one, he says, who's heavy, but I'm not like the other kabods. I don't need to be carried. These other statues, they have to be carried. Yet I don't. Believe it, like it or not, God is going to get His glory. And what He's telling us is, we need to be satisfied. He doesn't want us to take Him and just settle for hanging a picture of Him in our house, or hanging a cross around our neck and saying, "Okay, I'm going to do with God what I want. I'm going to take His glory and put it in my pocket, in my box." No, no, no. God's saying, "I want you to be satisfied, and through your satisfaction, the more that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him." God has never been a fan of sharing His glory with others. And you can see that through the whole Old Testament. You look at people like Pharaoh, people like Saul. God wasn't a fan of sharing His glory with anyone. So what God is saying here is He wants our glory. He wants He wants us to be satisfied in Him so that He would be glorified. If our satisfaction leads to God's glorification, how are we to glorify God? One of the primary ways is that we seek satisfaction in Him. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We're half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition. When infinite joy is offered to us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in the slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." What's the point here? The point is the child never really gets the point. The child in this description that C.S. Lewis is giving just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that sitting in the slums and making mud pies is a far cry from sitting on the sea and making sandcastles. And that's what the Lord is telling us. Don't seek satisfaction and other things because you won't find it. These things are a far, far cry from what you'll get, the infinite joy that you'll get from me. See, we mess around with things and cherish things other than God. Now, what are we talking about here? When we take things and delight in them more than we delight in God, say whether it's our wife or our car or our job or our children, we begin to build idols. Now, I'm a huge fan of Texas football. But when Texas football starts becoming my idol and when they lose a game against Ohio State and it takes away my joy, it's become an idol. Or when a one-on-one basketball game that you lose could take your joy away. What I'm saying then is, Lord, I find my satisfaction in those things, not in you. What the Lord is telling us today, He doesn't want us to take satisfaction in those things. He wants us to be fulfilled by Him and Him alone. Now, these things are secondary. I'm not saying these things are bad things. But when they take away our joy, when they become our focus, when they become our desire, and the thing that we most desire, and the thing that we sit and we dream about, then it's become an idol in our life. There's this great song out on the radio. It says, "Bring forth your idols and cast them down. Cast them down before the Lord." And what He's telling us is take those things that are secondary in your life and cast them down before the Lord. Cast those things down that you would find satisfaction in the Lord. Because the lie of sin is that the sin and that these other things will satisfy us more than God Himself will satisfy us. If our satisfaction leads to God's glorification, how does our satisfaction actually do that? How is it that when I'm satisfied, God is glorified? Let me take you back to Psalm 63. I'll just give you a quick background on this. David has come to a place where he's now had to leave and flee into the Judean wilderness. And while he's out there, he starts thinking because Absalom has come and he said, "I want to be king." And David has said, "Well, I'm the king though. Hold on a sec." And so how does Absalom take it? He takes it by conspiracy. And so as David goes out into the wilderness, into the Judean wilderness, he's out there, and if you've ever been in the wilderness, whether in Egypt or out in the monastery in California, not here in Fairfax where it's plush green trees everywhere, but there's no life. And the one thing that David longs for more than anything else, yeah, he says, "I might be hungry, I might be thirsty, but the thing that I long for more than anything else, Lord, is to worship you again. It's to be in your house again. It's to come to your house and to find satisfaction in you. I don't find satisfaction in being king. I don't find satisfaction in eating and in drinking, but my satisfaction is in you. And he says, oh God, you are my God. Early when I see you, my soul thirsts for you. He's saying, you're the most precious thing to me in the world. Nothing else is more important to me than water, but you, O Lord, are the water that I drink. You're the one who gives me life. Like I said, make no mistake, God is going to get his glory, one way or another. But when we become satisfied in him, God is more glorified. God is more glorified. So if you want to see that God becomes most glorified when we are most satisfied, if God is most glorified when we are most satisfied, let me give you a simple exercise you can do. To start with, take 2 minutes a day and write down 10 things that you're thankful for this day. Take 2 minutes and write down 10 things that you're thankful for. And you'll find that you will become a more satisfied person because you'll begin to see the things, all the things that God has given you. We'll stop focusing on the things we don't have and we'll become satisfied in the things that we do have. Yesterday, Abuna spoke to us about our 911. Today, I want to share with you the 411. And the 411 about satisfaction comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. And it says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. St. Paul is saying this while sitting in prison. He's saying, no matter what I have, if I have a lot, if I have a little, if I'm in prison or I'm free, I'm content, I'm satisfied. So what I want to tell you is, look for things to thank God for. Look for things that we have to say, Lord, I'm satisfied in these things that you've given me and in these things that you've withheld from me. So again, what I want to ask you to do is take 2 minutes sometime today and try to do this as a daily exercise. Write down 10 things that you're thankful for that God has given you. Let me share two of those things that I from last night. Last night as I sat up, I did my list of 10 things. I was thankful for a bed that I had to sleep on. I was thankful for the fellowship that we had and were able to share with the community here in Fairfax. I was thankful because I saw God working in people's lives yesterday at the festival, and that it was a festival that was used for God's glory. I was thankful that my body was aching after yesterday's game because it reminds me that I'm aging and I'm not going to live forever. That one day I'm going to stand before his throne. And I'm thankful for the community here at St. Mark, but I'm also thankful that God allowed people to come from all over to come and to share in what was done here this weekend. Again, seek satisfaction so that God would be most glorified when that you become most satisfied. Glory to God forever. Amen.